Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm very excited about having and very honored to have my good friend Jim Ballard back on the show. Jim is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 12 years. As a member of our Brain Trust, he's taught us so much. I turn to him all the time for the last 12 years, even sometimes when we're not on the air for a path to balance, for a path to peace. And he's helped me with that, and he's helped you with that too over the years, making his contributions to us. He's the author of so many books that he's authored or co-authored. And but this segment, folks, I want to talk to him about something else. Jim Ballard, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to have you. Honored myself.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Jim, thank you for allowing me to tell my audience something, folks. Jim had basically as a dad, I have to say it's a tragedy. This last recently in the last few weeks, your adult son died, Jim Andrew, and I just wanted you to know from me and my house and. And I know from the audience, the folks who know you and who've listened to you, you have our heartfelt condolences. And I want to thank you for the courage of and the honor of letting us talk about Andrew and letting us celebrate his life. And I'd like for you to tell us a little bit about Andrew and tell us how you're handling this.
Well, thank you for that, Jim. How I'm handling it or how other people handle these kinds of things is what I really want to get to this morning. In other words, our subject is even-mindedness. And I came across this state of mind unexpectedly, just as I came across my son's body unexpectedly when I flew out to the West Coast to visit him.
You flew out to see Andrew and thinking you were going to have a visit with him, and you found him, he had died.
The fact that I was the one to walk in and find him was part of my sense of peace that I had then and that I've had ever since. Rather than finding somebody, stranger finding him and so on. Jim, you know that I've been a student of the Bhagavad Gita for a long time,
yep.
A meditator for over 30 years.
Right.
And the Gita is the Hindu Bible, we might say. And it, to quote it in one place, it says, "One who has control over the mind is tranquil in heat and cold, in pleasure and pain, and in honor and dishonor, and is ever steadfast with the Supreme Self," meaning the soul.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't claim to have that state all the time, but meditation is a way to get out of your movie. You know, mm-hmm. It's sort of like we do that every night when we go to sleep, so that we leave the world and our cares and worries behind, but then we wake up to them again. In meditation, you're sleeping consciously. You're practicing that kind of Patanjali, who was the father of yoga, called yoga the neutralization of the fluctuations of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I felt when I walked in and found Andrew, found his body. I there was this sense of wonder. There was this sense of, this is the way that God is resolving this troubled life, because, as you know, my son had spent a number of years in prison. He'd been out 2 years, and he had been telling his mother and me on the phone, "Dad, I'm going to be free on the 26th." And mm-hmm. what he meant was he was off parole on that day, mm-hmm. but that was the day I found him, so mm-hmm. he was off parole. He is off parole.
Yeah.
I have a friend.
I know, and Jim, I know you have talked to him about these things, and
absolutely.
I know that you, as I do, pray that he had these, he had this kind of even mindedness in him when you know, as he approached this point.
You know, that's exactly what I think. You know, he looked like he just had gone to sleep.
Yeah.
And he had been practicing meditation for several years in and out of prison. And so I felt very, very grateful for that, and that his last words to me on the phone the day before were, I love you, Dad, Jai Guru. Mm-hmm. And Jai Guru means victory to the teacher, meaning victory over myself, over my emotions.
Jim, I got to take a quick break. Andrew Ballard, Jai Guru, 22. Stay with us.
It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.